Everybody, it's Pam at the Paper Outpost, and guess what? It's October Digi time, Digi Kit time. Oh, I'm still asleep. I'm supposed to look really excited right now, but for some reason, I'm half asleep. Anyway, just wanted to let y'all know it's Digi snack time. Snack? Nope, nothing. Okay, back to sleep. Never mind. Have a great day, everybody. Okay, that's what we got from the peanut gallery. Yes, it's October DigiKit time, and I have five new kits to present to you, and I'm going to go ahead and show you a whole bunch of examples of how I use them in this junk journal, if you're interested to see examples. So, whoops. Here we go. First one on the cooker is Autumn Dreams. Yeah, there's some really beautiful images in this Autumn Dreams. And each kit has 5 pages of images. And I try to set them up so that they're easy to cut out for you. Different sizes. Give you a little bit of variety on each page. And you're only going to see 4 pages here because I used 1 page for the... Oh, there's a noise from outside. And my little pooch is reacting. Very normal. The 5th page is going to be used in the journal that I'm going to show you in a second. So, and this is the beauty of autumn. Aren't we so excited that fall is here? And at least in our hemisphere, it's a little cooler and we're breathing a big sigh of relief. Whew, that's kind of nice. The second one up, Halloween Vintage. How fun is that? This is really cool. And I got a fun idea that might be helpful when you're doing holiday themed things in regular journals, a little tip that you can use. So stay tuned for that, and that's page 1. Here is page 2. Just give you a little idea. There's lots of variety, lots of different sizes, and hopefully easy to cut out. And page 3, the goblin. does anybody know what a hobgoblin is as opposed to a regular goblin? I was wondering about that. What is the true distinction? You know, if you're a hobgoblin, are you like upper crust goblin, or do you happen to like live in a certain section of the world to be a hobgoblin as opposed to just a goblin? Love these old pictures of Halloween children dressed up in their finery from many days gone by. True vintage appeal. If you like that, that is Halloween Vintage. Excuse me. And then this is gorgeous. Precious Flowers. I came across some really beautiful flower images and I wanted to.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
To share these with you because, hey, we can never have too many flowers, right? There's always a way to use flowers in our journals if you're so inclined to flowers. And there's just so many beautiful images out there. I just want to bring them all to you so that you have a beautiful database, easy to pick from. Anytime you're ready, you can just go ahead and grab some precious flowers. So yeah, some really stunning images in this one. And I got all excited and couldn't wait to use them. And again, there's different sizes for different needs, for using in clusters, as page tabs, as little cards, little tiny journal cards, bigger journal cards. You can make postcards out of them, a million and one things. And that was Precious Flowers. And now we have Victorian Soap. Yes. What are the main themes of a lot of the Victorian trade cards was soap. And it can be personal toiletry soap, or it can be laundry washing soap, like Soapine or Soapine, depending on how you say it. I see that a lot on the Victorian trade cards. Is anybody familiar with Soapine or Soapine? S-O-A-P-I-N-E. Did anybody ever use it? Are you familiar with it? I'm kind of curious about it. I have to do a little research on it. I mean, I thought maybe somebody might know out there. So yeah, this has a lot of little small ones on this whole page for you to use, which is kind of fun. And here's some little bigger ones. Look at that little guy. He's so cute. And there's something about the vintage images that is just hearkening back to days gone by. Always pulls at my heartstrings. Just love those. And last one is called the green theme or the green nature vintage theme. These are old, very, very old images of beautiful scenes, mostly based in a green color. They may have little flecks of other colors here and there, but look at that bird. Isn't he stunning? He's just lovely. And, you know, the artistry back then was just fabulous. And this was, you know, there was no computer generated art, not knocking computer generated because I have no idea how to do that. But this was the old fashioned pen and paper, paint, paper, ink, paper. So there were no quick steps or copy and paste or anything like that. This was all hand-drawn artwork done many, many, many years ago. A lot of this is over, well over 100, 150 years old. So it's kind of cool. It's kind of neat to recirculate it again in people's hands so that they can see, feel, and appreciate it. And that's the nice thing about art. You know, it really, it's always there. So there we go. That's called the green theme or the green theme vintage. And let's take a peek in the current junk journal that I'm working on. Let me just get you a little organized here so you can see. Okay, maybe I have to, I'm like all tied up here. Hang on. I want to keep good. Okay, let's just try that. And if it doesn't work, we'll maneuver. We're flexible. Here's the first one. So I made this little removable little pocket envelope. And it has one of the Autumn Dreams pictures on the front with an Autumn Dream picture journal card tucked in here, along with some stickers. And inside here, I took some other of the Autumn Dream pictures, and I just made a nice set of autumn. These are cards that somebody can use. I put autumn on one of them. I left the other ones. I put dream on one of them. But just a nice collection of greeting cards that somebody could use to send maybe a well wishes or hello or a thank you or a note. And they all come in this little collection ready to go. So that's kind of a fun thing. It's very easy for you to do. Just take some cardstock and fold it in half and just align it to the size of your picture. And you are off and running. Okay, let me readjust here a little bit. Okay, and here I also used, this is from Precious Flowers. These are going to be random throughout because I kind of did it randomly. But I made a little notebook, and this was the cover. I just used this as a cover and then took a piece of stationery and cut it up and sewed it onto the top and just put a little flapper. This is a piece from an old book spine. And a piece from an old book page to cover the staple just for fun. And then these can be used at, that's Holly, my African gray parrot, saying hello to everybody. He's so thrilled that you guys are here, as I am. So thank you for that. Okay, and let's see what else we made. What'd you do, Pam? What'd you do? Oh, I wanted to show you the very simple process of the upper tuck. You can cut out any one of these pictures. This is from Precious Flowers. And I just glued on an extension for fun, but this is a tea card, an old tea card from England. I got those, and they are just really cool. So I made an extended little thing, and I call it an upper tuck because it's this top part is just glued onto the page. And then I had a piece of old ephemera from an old German magazine that I thought would be really cool to tuck in there, and did a little bit of rubber stamping surprise underneath. So it's very easy to make these little tucks. They do hold very well when you're going through a journal. And then what do we have here? Oh, this is the kitty corner tuck or the juxtaposed tuck, if you wish. I feel like I don't have the whole thing in the picture here. I'm trying to make it better for you. Okay, hold on. Mercy. Okay. All right. So what I did was I glued it on an L, and I went ahead and enhanced these pictures from Precious Flowers with some, Nouveau drops, stickles. I don't know, something with copper color in it, one of those two. And then I just put this, isn't this cool? Somebody gifted this to me, but it's a lovely, lovely piece of old dentistry paper. Isn't that cool? I've never seen that before. So, you know, hopefully they had good teeth. Let's hope they did. But these are fun ways to tuck in ephemera without altering the ephemera. You can keep it intact and the person can pull it out and look at it and tuck it back in, or they can remove it so that they can write in the blank spaces. And let's see what else come along. Oh, this was just an easy thing to do. Basically the card concept, but this time I, instead of using cardstock, I just used copy paper. And I just wanted to make a quick and easy little flip in the journal. And there it is. This is from Autumn as well. And I just put some stamps on it and it just created a little flip. So I just took the picture, glued it onto the copy paper, flipped it in there. And it's as easy as that to do. It pops nicely against the coffee dye background. And here we have a corner upper tuck, solitary by itself. This is from the green theme. And I just put a colorful, this is a postcard from, okay, what country, what nation, what, is that Swedish? Is that Danish? Hartelijk. Oh, this is really bad. Gefeliciteerd. So that's something happy. That sounds like Felicidad. Like maybe it's, but it's spring. Something happy. Happy birthday? I'm going to guess. I don't know. Happy Mother's Day? Who knows? Somebody help me. I know somebody will know that. So please share your wisdom with me. I love learning things from all over the world. And I apologize for my horrible pronunciation. Okay, so these are three of these Victorian soap pictures. And I used them very easily just to make three side pockets. And I tucked a little bit of journal, old ledger in here, actually, and some old jukebox titles. And this one, this has an old, it's not old, it's a sticker or something. And this is more of the ledger, which is so cool. You can write little notes and tuck them in here. And this one, just to give you ideas of what you could put in there, the ledger again. Then here I put a little quote from a book, which I thought was nice. There you go. So fun things that you can put in these little guys. And I dolled them up with a little bit of faux rhinestones just for fun. Very easy. These are all extremely easy projects, but I just want to show you that they're really handy if you get stuck and you don't know what to put on a page. Sometimes popping a few of these down will get you going. Okay, so this is what I want to show you. Here's a nice way to display something that you may want to keep as a removable. Since this is Halloween specific, maybe the person may want to keep Halloween related things in their autumn journal, or maybe they will want to remove them at some time because they might be writing in the journal through spring and through all the seasons. So I just paper clip these on, but instead of paper clipping them on just in one clump or sticking them in a pocket, just kind of tearing them down like this, and then you can paperclip right onto a page, and it will hold all of them, but you kind of get a peek see that there's a lot going on there and that it needs to be explored. So I just made some fun journal cards out of these. These came out really cute. These are from obviously the Halloween, and Halloween was a very big holiday back in the day, and there was a lot of beautiful imagery that came out with that. So if you're a Halloween aficionado, this is your time. So there you go. And they're very easy. Whoop, did I move you? I moved you, didn't I? To remove, that's what I was going to order, the wireless mic. Okay, okay. So Sunny, write that down. Okay, so here, this one is from the Victorian soaps, and what it is, it's a hangover. Okay, what's a hangover? Well, that means it hangs over a page and it uses its own weight and gravity to hold it in place, so it is removable. And on this side, or in the inside, I just put some lines here with a line stamp. And so what I did was I did not cut the two apart. I just kept them together. And then I folded in the space between them, rounded the corners. And I just added this for fun. I had it sitting around in my drawers, so I thought I would stick it on here. But you don't really have to have something on the top. But I call it a hangover. Yeah, so there you go. Very easy to make, very fun, very quick with the DigiKits. And here, this is Precious Flowers again. Oops, oh, sorry. Space is getting tightened here. Okay. Okay. So these are little flip-ups. And they have words underneath them. This one has Believe. And these are just book pages. And this has Dream under it. And I don't know if you can see this, but there's some very old... There you go. A very old plant-like material that was in an 1800s book. I don't know if the plants are actually from the 1800s or somebody later put them in, but they were from a book from the 1800s. So I like to imagine that they were plants from the 1800s. So I thought that was kind of honoring the original theme of the plant where it came from, with the precious flowers and things like that. Some flowers around here, some flower stamps. But I just made some folds, very basic, made some folds in some book pages that had some integrity. This one had good integrity at the fold, so I didn't worry too much about it. But this one I reinforced with an extra piece of paper behind it because I felt that it might crack because it is an older caramel colored piece of vintage paper. So you can also reinforce it with washi tape or with a little piece of fabric so that it doesn't crack at the fold. Or if it does, it'll still stay together for you. Just some fun ideas. Okay, what else we got? This guy. All right. That's my husband coughing upstairs. Yeah, it's early morning. We're all coughing up our hairballs from the night before. This is an old marriage certificate from 1912, which is kind of cool. And I just love when I find old ephemera like that. That just pulls at the heartstrings. So this was Alice and Charles in Connecticut. So there you go. April 12th. Or April something. Yeah. 30th. April 30th. There you go. Hope you guys are still together. But here is where I used the DigiKit. This is from the Green Collection. And I just, so you can see it on this side too, I just wrapped the envelope around here and I just put it on with, wanted it to be a removable. And so inside here, I popped a few, these are from the Green Theme package, some journal cards, very easy to pop in an envelope. You can make an easy thing. And also in here, I found this really cool old handwritten, what is this? Oh yeah, questions in geology. And the script, the calligraphy is very beautiful on this paper. And it has the answers down here. So I'm almost wondering if this is an antique cheat sheet. Yes, yes, that's what I'm really curious about. So there you go. I don't know, what do you think? It's a possibility, huh? Yeah. But I thought that was kind of a cool little find. And you just never know when you're looking for ephemera what you come across. And always keep your peepers open and keep asking people. I know everybody's always like, I can never come across that stuff. You got to ask and got to look. And because people often don't think about it when they're selling things. So you got any old paper or something like that? Or ask family and friends. That's always another good source. And if you can't find any, you've totally given up and it's too expensive and that kind of thing, come check out a Fundle because I try and make some collections for you that are kind of cool, kind of fun, and a lot of variety in them to explore. Here is a right-sided upper tuck of this gorgeous green, I think it's an iguana. Don't quote me on that, but he looks iguana-like to me. And he was green, so he went in the green theme, and I just put a piece of, oh, it's stuck. That always happens because I never wait. But anyway, there's a lovely piece of old ledger in here, which I will free from the background. So when you glue things down, wait till it dries before you go shove something in there because it will get stuck. Tip from the trenches. Okay, so here was a fun page. Now this is what I call the, I guess it's a triple belly band. I put two pictures from the precious flowers with a piece of the same paper that I used to cover the backs and the fronts of the inside covers. And in behind it is a beautiful vintage card to mother. And then, but here it hold one of these are also belly bands. See these? I made these into belly bands. And one holds some very old vintage defunct currency. This is so cool. This is from Ethiopia. I've never seen money from Ethiopia before. So there you go. If you've never seen Ethiopian money, there you go. And there's always beautiful, look at the beautiful birds on that. It's lovely. I mean, it really is. I mean, there's a lot of gorgeous artistry on currency. I think we tend to flip by it and think, oh, it's just, you know, it's nothing artistic about this. But yes, there is. Okay, I can't get it in there right now. And here is a weighted standard scale. This was gifted to me. Thank you very much. And that was just like the perfect little item that could go in there so easily. And now if you have a little piece that maybe is difficult to slide back in and out of there, you can do this. You can put an extra something behind it that is a little stiffer. Here I go, a little bit choking my own words here. Then it should make it a lot in theory. Okay, here we go. Try again. There we go. And now it comes through. So if you want to put another little journaling card or something behind it, that could be a little trick to get that back in there. Boop, there we go. And let's see, what else do we have? We have other things to show you. We have all sorts. Right, Sunny? Where are you? Oh, he's asleep. Yeah. It's very early for Sunny. We're up early in the morning today. Okay, so this I just did a layered design. There's no pocket or tuck here, so you don't always have to make it a pocket or tuck. But this is a piece of fabric, a quilting fabric. And I put a little quote up here, which is just kind of fun. And I like this quote. I've learned that it's not what happens to people that's important. It's what they do about it. Isn't that the truth? Yeah. And this is from the green theme. beautiful green parrot. We have a thing for parrots. I did some stamping down here, and this is all specialty dyed paper in here. And I think this is the last one, but this is a simple one. This is probably from the Pretty Flowers and Precious Flowers, sorry. And I made a little page tab out of it. So the smaller ones make great little page tabs. You can keep the corners sharp or round them with a corner chomper. But this is the way I blended it into the page on the back as opposed to having the sharp edge. You can also run a little piece of material or a piece of thread or trim or ribbon or something there. But I just had this beautiful broken paper and I thought that makes a nice little connector piece on the back for a little page tab. So there you go. So those are the offerings for October. And so I hope you like these. I hope you have fun playing with them. And I love to see what you guys make with these. So thank you for putting your pictures there on the Etsy so I can see what you did with them, because it's really kind of cool. So again, just a quick review. We have just the names of them. I'll try and give you again so you can remember. Autumn Dreams. Okay, that's Autumn Dreams. And those pictures are gorgeous. I just love those ladies. Autumn Dreams. And then we have Halloween or Halloween Vintage. And then we have Precious Flowers. Precious Flowers. Yes, we do. Yep, Precious Flowers. I don't know where the title went. There it is. Precious Flowers. Very versatile all year long. Victorian soap. I always think that's a great one for, I don't know, for some reason, the fall and Christmas and things like that. It might be fun to use for gift tags or stocking stuffer things. I don't know. It's just like something about it. And then there's the illustrious green theme. Yes, some of us like to do different colored journals in different themes. And if you want to use a lot of green, maybe you're doing a nature journal, something like that. This one might be right up your alley. Okay, so... Sunshine, do you have anything to say to everybody? I think you better let everybody know what's going on today. Okay. All right, everybody. Hello. It's a little bright. Okay. Okay, I'm good. I'm just going to close my eyes. I'm going to tell you with my eyes closed, okay? I'm going to the vet today. It's my one-year checkup. I'm a little older than 1 year, but we had to wait because the COVID numbers were high, so we weren't going anywhere, but they're down now, so we're going to the vet, getting checked out because... something's going to happen. Yes, not today though. No. It's going to happen probably tomorrow. So I just want you to know I'm fully aware. I'm on board. It's okay with me. I've signed the release. Yes. But my voice might be higher the next time you see me. I love you all. Be well. Okay, son, thank you. You're just a little trooper. He's a little stormtrooper. Okay, so there you go, folks. Thank you for everybody who's hanging around, having fun, with the papers, and everybody who is new, welcome aboard. So happy to have you here. If you haven't heard me say this before, you're going to get to hear it again. This is especially for the new people who may not know about this, but my videos come out Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, 7 a.m. Eastern time. And, I have podcasts that comes out Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's free to listen to. I have a free monthly emailed newsletter where you get a free digital image emailed to you every month, along with a checklist of junk journal supplies and a note from the bookmaker, something that can explain exactly what a junk journal is. I like to tuck this into my chunky monkeys in the beginning so that it kind of explains to somebody what on earth they just received and how they can use it and different things and ideas that they can use with it. And I have a Facebook group. Come and join our Facebook group. It's called the Paper Outpost Facebook group. Having a lot of fun over there, doing weekly and monthly challenges. I have an Etsy shop where you're going to find junk journals and bundles when I have them for sale. Also, fundles and digikits. Fundles are collections of old paper, interesting paper, hand-dyed paper that are just make it a lot of fun to make junk journals. Oh, I also have a new service. If you like the digikits like these and you have a printer and you're happy printing them out at home, great. Have at it. I've had a lot of requests for people to asking me, can you print them out for me and mail them to me? So I've now started that service. And the way it works, Etsy is a little difficult to work with because they only give me, if I have a variation, I can only offer two choices, like small or large. So I have over 100 digikits for you to pick from. So I don't have a drop down thing that I can use so you can just go pick them. So I need you to email me your list or write down your list and text it to, not text it to me, but you can message me through Etsy, the Etsy Messenger or Etsy contact, or you can just email me the list to pam@thepaperoutpost.com. And you purchase this specific print and mail option by going to my Etsy page, and there's a print and mail option on the left navigation bar if you go to the homepage, and you can just click on that. And if you have any difficulty finding that, because I know Etsy doesn't always make it that easy to find stuff, let me know and I will send you the link. And that's, you also get free shipping with that, and it is U.S. priority mail. And what else? Oh, I've got a, yeah, I did a little video on it too, I think. Did I? I don't know. If I didn't, I should. Okay. Yes, I think I did. And I think there's a link on there to the video that you can take a look at and see what it's all about. Also, you can find me on Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. And all my links are located in the drop-down description box below. If you find value or had fun here, please like, subscribe, and share, and click the bell. And remember that fun can be simple and create with reckless abandon, everybody. And we'll have a lot more fun together very soon. Take care and have an amazing day.